Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
So, I don't know if it's because it's been so cold recently, but I'm constantly hungry. But you know what's the biggest problem with being hungry all the time? You actually kind of run out of ideas of what to eat.
Ah, yes.
You know, like I don't like routine, so I prefer eating different foods all the time.
Yes, yes. That's good, yeah. That's a problem in Taiwan. You have so many choices.
You have so many choices, but also like because I've been here for so long.
Yeah, you have.
I've tried everything. Yeah. I'm not actually sure. Maybe you can share with me some of your favorite snacks. There might be some that I haven't tried yet.
Okay, so I don't really eat things that's rare or weird. So I think the food I like is probably something you've tried. It's a fried chicken you can find in Night Market.
Yes, okay, that's my favorite. Yes, that's my favorite too. Yeah. But and not just the chicken, right?
Yeah, that's just the other chicken. The other stuff, I also like the chicken skin.
Oh, okay, chicken skin, okay.
Yeah, that's also very nice, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's I haven't tried the chicken skin, only because it's I feel really guilty eating it because I'm already eating fried food.
Yes, yes. And, then, and that skin, that's even fatter.
It makes it worse.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so actually, you know what? Just thinking about all these snacks are already making me hungry. So I think we need to start our lesson so that I can distract myself.
Okay,
cool. So let's jump into our lesson.
OK, 所以呢马上呢在我们第一部分的翻译我们看到为什么要讲到这个吃的东西呢因为我们今天要翻译的第一个句子他就说呢当提到台湾小吃没有什么比臭豆腐更有名。
OK, so in English, that sentence can be translated into, when it comes to Taiwanese snacks, nothing is more famous than stinky tofu. OK, I don't know if I agree with that. I would say, I guess, yeah, that's true, yeah. right? It's probably the most famous, but I think fried chicken is also pretty famous.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the fried...
We got a lot of things that's famous, but stinky tofu, I think it's something that's more special.
Yeah, I guess, because it's so stinky, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the idiomatic expression, when it comes to, is commonly used in everyday conversation. Okay, so we use when it comes to introduce a specific topic. It means when we speak of, think of, or do something. For example, when it comes to cooking, no one is better than my mom. Okay, so, and the municipal elections took place in Taiwan a few months ago, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's possible that maybe you don't support any of the candidates.
Yes, it's possible.
Right? Yeah, maybe you're like, I don't even want to vote for any of them. But you still have to vote. So you might vote for one over the other because you dislike that person less.
Okay, that's sad.
So do you agree with the statement when it comes to politics? Okay, here's another example. When it comes to politics, the lesser of two evils is still evil.
Yes, they're still evil. You just hate them less. Yeah, yeah. It's very sad because, yeah, when it comes to politics, it's, I don't know, I really don't like it.
Yeah. Is that what you did during the elections? Did you vote for the lesser
much,
of two evils?
Actually, I give up some of the, because there's too much topics.
Right, right.
Yeah, too much candidates. So actually, like, give up some of the topics because I literally don't know any one of them. I really can't understand what we're talking about.
Okay.
So yeah.
You just skip through it?
It's really bad. It's really bad. But yeah, I skipped some of them. I have to admit that.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. OK, 所以呢在我们这个句子里面呢首先我们注意到了当我们提到台湾小吃没有什么比臭豆腐更有名在这个句子里面呢我们使用的是现在简单性因为呢我们要描述的呢是一个现在已经存在的事实哦。那我们前半句呢我们说当提到台湾小吃当说到什么事情我们呢可以说 when it comes to OK, 注意到呢这个 to 是一个这个介系词我们后面加上的是名词或者是动名词哦。比方说呢我们可以再造一个例子 I'm pretty useless when it comes to computers OK, 当提到电脑呢我就非常没用 I don't even know how email works OK, 我甚至不知道电子邮件如何运作 Yes, it's really weird because I play games I play it on PC but I'm actually really like clueless when it comes to computers.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. But I'm sure you know how email
yeah,
works,
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. I do know how email works.
Yeah.
Yes.
We also saw, when it comes to, we mm-hmm. can actually use another expression, mm-hmm. which is speaking of.
Yes.
The expression speaking of, which is similar to meaning in when it comes to. It is used to introduce something new that you are going to say relating to a subject that someone has just mentioned. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're talking to your friend about your classmate who went to California during the summer. And maybe that made you think of something that you also wanted to share with your friend. And you wanted to bring up the fact that, hey, you hired an English tutor because mm-hmm. you wanted to learn English. So you could say, Mason will be going to California during the summer to learn English. So you're talking about your friend, right? Mm-hmm. Who's going to California, who's learning English. And then you can say, speaking of learning English, so you want to bring up what you have to share
yes,
about
yes.
that. I recently hired a tutor.
嗯哼，所以呢，这个事实上我们刚刚讲的 when it comes to， 或者是呢 ，Angeline 刚刚另外补充的这个 speaking of， 注意到呢，我们 speaking of 一样是加上后面加上名词或是动名词，这个呢都是你在对话当中呢，当你这个别人有提到前面有提到的事情，那你现在想要把这个重点提出来，然后分享一下说，哎，你针对这个议题，你有其他的想法，或者你有其他的事情想要跟这个对方讲，那我们就可以用这个 when it comes to 或者是 speaking of， 比方说像我们刚刚这个举的例子，就是说，哎，正好他要去美国去学英文，哎，正好讲到说英文这件事情哦，我最近请了一个家教哦，那这个时候你就可以用 when it comes to 或者是 speaking of。speaking of 呢，我们可以再造一个句子，我们可以说呢 ，speaking of exams， this is a good time to talk about your study habits。OK， 当提到考试，这是一个好时机来谈一谈你的读书习惯。那在对话当中呢，可能我们刚刚哦，正好我们在讨论说啊，可能正好有一个 exam 要来，马上就要有一个考试了，那可能你妈就会说啊。讲到这个考试了，提到考试，现在我们要来谈一谈这个。我觉得你的读书习惯有一些地方需要改进。OK， 这个就是我们 spin off 或是 when it comes to 可以这样子来使用。所以呢，在这个句子里面，我们刚刚讲说没有什么比臭豆腐更有名了。OK， 这个呢其实是英文里面用这个否定来表示这个最高级哦。我们都知道英文里面它的形容词里面有这个比较级，有最高级。那除了我们刚刚讲说直接使用最高级形容词，比方说 bad， 我们可以说 worse 比较差。那 worst 最差的，这个就是最高级的形容词。那如果你不用最高级形容词，就可以用这招，就是否定的用法。比方说呢，我要讲说哦，林志玲。最美的林志颖是台湾最美丽的女人，那换句话说你可以怎么说，你说哦，在台湾没有人比她更美。 OK， 这个就是负负得正的用法。我们可以说 OK， nothing is 怎么用，我们用个比较级 than 她。 OK， 没有人比她更怎样。 OK， 这样就变成了一个最高级的用法。 OK， 我们可以说 nothing is better than having dinner with your family during Chinese New Year。 OK， 没有什么比在农历新年与你的家人共进晚餐更美好了。或是你也可以说 there is nothing。 OK， 我们一样是加上比较级哦。 OK， 我们可以说这个 when looking for new clothes to buy there is nothing better than finding a sale at your favorite department store。 没有错。 OK， 当我们要买新衣的时候呢，没有什么比在那个你最爱的百货公司里面发现特价更棒的事情了。
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, and then we have another sentence, right?、
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢，延续我们刚刚讲的这个臭豆腐呢，我们第二个句子就继续讲了。他说呢，尽管它有强烈的气味，一旦你尝试它，你就会爱上它独特滋味。
This sentence can be translated as, despite its strong smell, you'll fall in love with its unique taste once you try it.、
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if that's 100% true.
Yeah. Did you... How was your, like, first
experience?
Yeah.
With, okay, well...
Stinky tofu, yeah.
I was kind of pressured into trying the tofu, the stinky tofu.
Yeah.
When I smelled it at first, I was like... Actually, that's a little story that I was going to tell later, but... how did I feel about it? Okay, it smelled really bad.
Okay.
To be honest,、
yeah.
it smelled really, really bad. I actually thought it was sewage. Like, I thought I was walking past, and I was like, oh, the sewage smells really bad.、
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend was like, that's not sewage, that's stinky
tofu. That's the food, yeah, how yeah. the food smells like.
And I was like, oh my goodness. You know, honestly, it's difficult, because you know people say that you eat with your nose?
Yes,
you know,
yes,
right?
Yes,
you
yes.
smell the food, and then you eat it. So... When I smelled it and it smelled so bad, it was difficult to like put it in my mouth. But I felt pressure to try it. And yeah, everybody's like,
no way.
You have to try it. You have to try it. And I refused a lot of times until finally there was one time where one of my friends, he brought me to this alley in Rauhe Night Market.
Okay, yes.
And this really dodgy alley. Okay, it was really dark and it was like really scary. But anyways, the tofu didn't smell that bad.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. So I tried it and I was like, okay, it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that stinky. So I don't know if it's actually the best stinky tofu because I hear the stinkier the better, right?
The less stinky one, probably. Yeah.
Okay. So is it true though, the stinkier the better?
For me, maybe not. Yeah. Okay. Because sometimes the smell can be quite scary, I have to say, especially when it's raw.
Raw.
Yeah,
oh,
sitting there, it's
they haven't fried it yet?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's sometimes it could be quite frightening even for me. I mean, I grew up in Taiwan, but still it's frightening. Yeah. So it's stinkier, it's better. You don't necessarily need to agree with that. Yeah. I think it depends.
It depends. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay, so going back to our lesson for today,
yes.
We were talking about stinky tofu, and it said, despite its strong smell.
Mm-hmm.
So the word despite is a word that you'll want to add to your vocabulary, actually. It holds the same meaning as although or though.
Mm-hmm.
It is used to say that something happens or is true, even though there is something that might prevent it from happening or being true.
Mm-hmm.
Here is an example. We still enjoyed our trip despite the rain. So this implies it was raining throughout the entire trip, but that didn't take away from the fun.
OK, 所以呢在这个句子里面呢我们首先看到呢我们跟刚刚一样是延续这个前面的句子一样是在描述事实所以我们用的是现在简单式。那这边呢我们表示尽管我们这边使用的是这个介系词 despite。Despite 呢后面我们要加上名词哦。我们这边看到他说 it's strong smell, OK, 这个是一个名词。那 despite 呢你可以换成哦比方说 in spite of, 或者是呢 regardless of, 后面呢我们一样都是加上名词或是动名词。我们可以用 despite 来造一句子哦 despite getting stuck in traffic, Edward was not late for work, OK, 尽管遇到塞车了爱德华上班还是没有迟到。OK, 你可以在这边把它换成 in spite of, 或是 regardless of, regardless of getting stuck in traffic, Edward was not late for work,OK, 是一样的。那一样表示尽管呢我们还可以使用 although 或是 though, 刚刚也有提到。但注意到呢我们刚刚讲的 despite, 或是呢 in spite of, 或是 regardless of, 这些呢是我们的这个介系词或是介系词片语哦。所以呢 although 跟 though 不同的地方呢在于它们是连接词。所以呢我们必须要连接两个完整的句子。所以我们没有办法使用像刚刚我们是 despite getting stuck in traffic, OK, 这边呢是直接后面加上动名词。但如果没有 although 或 though 的话呢因为它是连接词所以必须加上这个完整的词句。我们可以造一个例句了我们可以说呢 although there is no dress code at the restaurant we're going to, 尽管呢我们要去的那家餐厅没有服装规定、哦、it would be nice if you wore a tie, 但是如果你能够打个领带呢诶就很棒哦。
It's probably maybe they're celebrating something special.
Yeah. Probably like anniversary, birthday, or too much stuff to celebrate.
Okay, so going back, we were talking about stinky tofu.
Yes.
And then I told you my experience about how I thought it smelled like sewer.
Yes.
So how about you? When you...I guess for you, because you were born here, it was normal for you to know what stinky tofu
was,
right?
Yeah, it's quite normal. I never had trouble trying it. But I do have trouble trying, like, when I was in Europe, there's something called blue cheese.
Oh, blue cheese. I love blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese. It's, the taste is very strong and unique. And for me, it's in some way a bit, I don't know, similar to stinky tofu. It has like strong smell.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's too strong. I really can't believe like, people actually eating this.
I know.
Yeah, but it's nice. Yeah. After you try it, you like, once you try it, you fall in love with it.
I think it's interesting when we think about, when we go back in history, you know, when people thought about, hey, let's...eat stinky tofu. I'm pretty sure, I don't know the origins of stinky tofu, but it must have been, you know, something like the tofu went bad and people still tried it. Is that the origin of, I should have looked it up.
It must be some like coincidence, like, tried bad tofu at some point and found out, like, I actually taste quite nice.
It tastes good, yeah. And I didn't get sick from it. So I guess we can make it into a food that we can always eat all the time.
Yeah,
but I'm always so curious when people, like, you know, when there's food that's so stinky and then people just thought of, hey, let's try that. Let's try eating that and see how it feels.
There's always people, like, likes to take challenge, so... OK, 所以呢看到我们这个句子的后半段，他说一旦你尝试它，一旦呢我们就可以使用这个连接词 once 来连接两个字句哦。我们这边后面说的 once you try it 就是这样子的用法。那除了用这个 once 之外呢，你也可以使用 as soon as。 OK, 我们可以造一个句子，我们说这个 OK, I'm going to grab a bite once the show is over。 OK, 等到这个我们等一下这个秀结束之后呢，我就要去吃饭，我要去吃东西，因为我现在好饿哦。 OK, 那呢我们也可以使用刚刚讲 as soon as 来把它这个换句话说 ,as soon as the show is over, I'm going to grab a bite, OK, 等到这个秀结束的时候我就要去吃饭 ,OK, 所以 as soon as 跟这个我们刚刚讲的 once 都是一样意思，我们中文就翻译为一旦。好的，所以呢这边呢是我们刚刚 part A 的句子，我们呢休息一下，等一下回来看我们 part B single sentence translation。
Okay, welcome back, guys. Okay, so we're gonna, before we jump into part B, I have a question for you, Sam.
Okay.
So how long do you spend on the internet every day?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Pretty much all the time I'm awake.
Oh, that's pretty much how many hours a day?
that's pretty much. I slept for like 8 hours and I shower for, I shower twice a day. So it's pretty much, I don't know, an hour.So,
okay.
I would say the rest, it's like 16, 14, I don't know. It's a long time.
Yeah, okay. So, I actually probably spend maybe not as much time on the internet compared to you. I do use the internet to keep in touch with my friends, my family, and obviously because of the nature of my job, I also do a lot of research online.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say my time on the internet is excessive. So, but I definitely need internet on a day-to-day basis, right?
Yes.
And I guess you do too.
Yeah, it's 没有错。现在不要说每天我时时刻刻，我本人呢就是时刻都在上网。但是上网太多有什么影响呢？看一下我们今天要翻译的句子哦。我们说专家们已力劝父母注意他们小孩的网络使用。
In English, the sentence is translated to, experts have urged parents to pay attention to their children's internet use. Ah, okay, so this is pretty important, right?
Yeah, yep.
Nowadays, I see children who can't sit down to have a meal unless there is a smartphone or an iPad in front of them keeping them entertained.
That's a big issue.
Yeah.
Okay, 所以呢在这个句子里面呢我们注意到我们说专家们已力劝已经，所以呢我们是使用这个现在完成时描述这个已经完成的动作。现在完成是要怎么形成呢？我们就可以使用这个助动词 have, 或者是呢当你是第三人称单数我们是使用 has。 注意到呢 have 或是 has 我们后面是加上这个 VPP, 也就是过去分词的形态。 have has 加上 VPP 就可以来表示动作已经完成。那什么时候可以使用呢？当然了，首先比方说像我们句子里面这个专家们已经建议了，已经完成了，所以呢我们就可以使用这个 have 加上 PP, 或者是呢动作或是这个状态已经持续一段时间，已经是正在进行当中，而且从过去到现在一直在进行的，或者是呢我们已经有过的经验，这三种状态呢我们都可以使用现在完成式来表达。我们呢可以用这个现在完成来造这个句子了。我们呢说呢 Wendy has worked at this company for most of her life. OK, Wendy 呢大部分的人生呢都在这家公司工作。And she is one of the best employees in her department. 而且呢她是他们部门最出色的员工之一。OK, 所以呢 Wendy 在这家公司上班这件事情，这个动作呢已经持续一段时间，从过去到现在，而且还会进行下去。所以我们使用现在完成式。或是呢我们可以说刚刚讲的经验了。We have eaten at this restaurant several times. 我们已经呢到这家餐厅用餐过很多次了，所以呢我们很了解菜单。So we know the menu very well, 已经有过的经验，所以呢 we have eaten, have 加上 PP 现在完成式的用法。
Mm-hmm. And then we saw the word urge, right? Mm-hmm. So to urge someone means to persuade, to try to persuade someone to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you urge someone to do something, you're making a strong formal suggestion to a person or even a group. Here is an example sentence. After Alfred was diagnosed with lung cancer, his family urged him to quit smoking.
Okay, 所以呢 urge 就是我们刚刚讲力劝哦，在这边我们使用的这个动词 urge。那 urge 呢，你可以后面加上这个受词谁。Urge 谁 to do something 注意到这个 to 是一个不定词就表示你力劝他敦促他去做这件事情或者是呢我们也可以说 urge that 后面加上一个子句那这个子句里面呢通常我们会使用加上 should 加上原形动词表示呢我极力主张或者说强烈要求你应该这么做所以我们后面的这个子句 that 子句里面有 should 那这个 should 呢它是可以省略的所以有时候你会看到主词呢直接加上原形动词这个不是错误的用法要特别注意到咯
I hope you guys are paying attention to our lesson today because I hear that your teacher might give you a pop quiz later
Oh really?
Pay attention to
OK, pay attention to 这个片语呢就表示注意哦Attention 这个字就是注意力的意思，所以呢，把你的注意力放在什么东西上面，我们就说 pay attention to。注意到呢，这个 to 是一个介系词，所以我们后面加上名词或是动名词哦。Alberto was not paying attention to the road when he drove into the ditch. OK, 阿尔贝托呢把他的车开进水沟的时候，是因为呢他没有注意在看路 ，was not paying attention to the road， 没有注意在看路。OK, 所以呢我们接下来要看到我们第二句子了。他说呢这个如果孩童对网络上瘾这可能会导致他们得到很差的成绩或是呢经历人际关系问题。因此对受网络上瘾所苦的青少年来说寻求专业的帮助是很重要的。
So the above sentence can be translated as, if children become addicted to the internet, mm-hmm. it might result in them receiving poor grades or experiencing relationship problems. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's important for teenagers who suffer from internet addiction to seek professional help.
That's a long sentence.
Very long.
OK, 好，所以我们看一下第一句的前半部分，他说如果孩童对网络上瘾，在这边呢，我们使用 if 这个表示如果来引导我们的这个条件句，如果怎么样？那呢，在这个后半的句子呢，我们就是来描述说这可能会怎么样 ？OK, 所以呢，在第二句呢，我们使用的是现在简单式来描述事实，因为我后面讲的是说这些上瘾的小朋友会怎么样，是一个事实。那我们看到了。这个句子里面呢我们用这个 if 的条件句 if 来引导的条件句表示如果 OK 那这个如果呢注意到我们前半的子句呢我们是使用现在简单式比方说呢我们造个例子如果我今天晚上玩太多电动游戏 if I spend too much time playing video games tonight OK 如果我玩太多事情 OK 这边呢注意到我们前面的子句呢是现在简单式后半的子句呢我们要用什么后半的子句呢我们要用的是这个情态助动词比方说 might, may, OK, sure, can 等等这些呢表示有可能会发生可能怎么样有可能意味着助动词 OK, 因为事情还没有发生是假如我今天晚上玩太多电脑才会发生 OK, 所以有可能会有可能不会我们就用这些助动词来这个表示哦所以我们看一下我们后半的句子 OK, I might not be able to finish my homework OK, if I spend too much time playing video games tonight, I might notbe able to finish my homework 如果我玩太多电动我可能就不能完成我的作业这个是我们用 if 来引导的这个如果怎么样的一个假设语气的用法
So in our example sentence it said become addicted right、mm-hmm. so if you are addicted to something、mm-hmm. you have an unusually great interest in something or a need to do or have something and I guess if you don't have it you feel very uncomfortable right
yes that's how I feel with my phone
That's how you feel with your phone. Oh, yes. So you have a cell phone or a smartphone addiction.
Yes.
You are addicted to your smartphone.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
Obsessed. Borderline obsessed and then addicted, I guess. Okay. So become, be, get addicted to,、mm-hmm. right?
Okay. Yes. 好，所以呢，我们讲说对什么东西上瘾哦，我们呢可以使用这个 become 或者是呢 be 或是 get 这些动词呢，后面呢加上我们这个形容词 addicted to 这边到这个 to 呢，跟刚刚讲一样是一个介系词，后面呢我们加上名词或是动名词，表示呢对这个什么事情、对这个动作上瘾或是沉溺。那注意到我们刚刚讲的这个，我刚刚另外讲了一个字叫做 obsession，obsession 可能是哦你很执着、很想要、一定要得到，但是呢你如果这个对这个东西很狂热到一个程度，你过了这个界限之后，你就变成 addicted， 就是对这个东西上瘾了。比方说我们造个例句了 ，Dog is addicted to coffee。OK, I'm too. Okay, and he drinks it several times a day to meet his body's need for it. 道格呢对咖啡上瘾，他一天喝好几次，以满足他身体对咖啡的需求。
He probably gets headaches or something if he
yes,
doesn't have coffee,
that's
right?
That's what happens.
Yeah. Okay. We also saw the phrase "result in," okay,、mm-hmm. which means to be the cause or source of.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, daily exercise can result in lowered stress levels.、
Mm-hmm.
Result in can be replaced with.Cause, lead to, bring about, contribute to, and give rise to.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到导致怎么样，我们呢在这个句子里面是用这个 result in, 那呢你也可以换成刚刚讲的很多，比方说 cause 啊， lead to, bring about 等等、哦、都是有一样的用法。我们呢可以用 contribute to,跟刚刚我们讲的 resulting 是一样，我们可以用它来造个句子哦。Exercising every day can contribute to a healthy lifestyle. 每天运动呢，能促成一个健康的生活方式。
Okay, and our next sentence, it is disrespectful to stick your chopsticks straight up in a bowl of rice. You should never do that.
Okay.
Okay, I actually have a confession to make, Sam. I actually didn't know that it was disrespectful to do this.
Yep.
And I did that before. I've actually stuck chopsticks.
Yeah, I think everyone did that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because for me, like when I was a child, maybe, I don't know, 3 years or 5 years ago, I do the same thing. It's fun, you know, you play while you're eating. So...Yeah, I pretty much did the same thing. And my grandma told me, like, it's bad.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. And it's like, I don't know, I like bye-bye.
Ah, okay, yeah, like when you are praying to your ancestors
or to
the gods.
Yes, so you don't do this while you're eating. It's, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, you have to learn. Yeah, someone has to tell you. So don't be, like, ashamed.
Okay.We'll take a quick break before we come back and talk to you. Unit 8. Translation. March 15th. When it comes to Taiwanese snacks...Nothing is more famous than stinky tofu. Despite its strong smell, you'll fall in love with its unique taste once you try it. Experts have urged parents to pay attention to their children's internet use. If children become addicted to the internet, it might result in them receiving poor grades or experiencing relationship problems. Therefore,It's important for teenagers who suffer from internet addiction to seek professional help. Okay, so we've come to the end of our lesson today. Mm-hmm. We talked about two things that people can't live without.
Yeah, okay, food.
We talked about food, right? People can't live without that. And the internet.
Yes, the internet.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you were stranded on an island, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you ended up there, but you're stuck on this island right
now.
And there is food, but you'll have to find it yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like up in a tree, or maybe you have to go and fish it for yourself.
Yep.
But you're going to have to cook it.
Okay.
Okay? So, but there is food.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also decide if you would like internet.
Okay.
In this scenario.
Yeah. I will sure get the internet.
Because
I could call for help, or I could call Uber Eats or Foodpanda.
Uber Eats,
yeah,
okay.
I can just call for food with the internet, so.
Oh my goodness, okay. So even if you have food there,
and
you don't want to prepare, you don't want to cook it, you still...
No, I want to spend my time watching Netflix.
Netflix, okay. Oh my goodness, okay. don't know what I would do. Maybe I would be the same as you, actually. Maybe I would go for the internet. Since there's food, we don't have to worry about actually surviving there. Yeah, you know, we're okay.
We're okay. We're okay. We're okay with the internet.
Okay. Okay. So we've come to the end of our lesson today. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. Mm-hmm. This is Angeline.
This is Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye.